From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. President Obama is back in Washington today on a quick detour from his vacation. He is focused on the situation in Iraq and in Ferguson, Missouri. We'll get the latest from NPR's politics editor, Charlie Mattesian.
But we'll start with the latest from Ferguson, because today, lawyers for the family of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old shot last week by a Ferguson police officer, they discussed the findings of a private autopsy ordered by Brown's parents. Lead attorney Benjamin Crump explained why.
They did not want to be left having to rely on the autopsy done by the St. Louis law enforcement agencies, the same individuals they feel are responsible for executing their son in broad daylight.
Well, also today, this morning, in fact, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon ordered the National Guard into Ferguson hours after police used tear gas to disperse protesters. Ben Kessling has been reporting the story for The Wall Street Journal. And Ben, let's start with that private autopsy report. It was performed by the former chief medical examiner for New York City, Dr. Michael Bodden. Now, the state hasn't released its own autopsy report. So what did we learn from Bodden's examination?
Mr. Baden said that Michael Brown was struck six times. He was hit with six bullets, and it was likely that the first five shots were survivable, but then the last shot to Mr. Brown's head was the one that was the definitively fatal one.
And the family has said that it was ordering, or it had ordered, this private autopsy because it was having difficulty getting the Justice Department to agree whether or not it was going to do one. But since then, Attorney General Eric Holder over the weekend has ordered a federal medical examiner to perform yet a third autopsy. How unusual is that?
It's unusual, but it's not extraordinarily unusual. So it doesn't happen in a lot of cases, but it's not unheard of.
Not unheard of. Okay. But this would be the third autopsy in this case. And there's still so many unanswered questions. Attorney Benjamin Crump, who's representing the family of Michael Brown, said that the family basically had three questions for Dr. Baden, who performed this private autopsy.
How many times was he shot? And so that question was answered. She had the lingering question, as any mother would have, was my child in pain? And Dr. Podden shared with her, in his opinion, he did not suffer. And then lastly, his mother wanted to ask the question that Dr. Podden nor any of the lawyers could answer. What else do we need to give them to arrest the killer of my child?
Right. All these autopsies, and especially this private autopsy coming, it seems, because the family's lawyers and the community in Ferguson are concerned about just the transparency. They want the news to be out as quickly as possible. A consistent criticism of the response to this is that information has been slow to be released, and the Ferguson police have said it takes time to do a proper investigation, and they want to do it thoroughly and not hastily, whereas the Brown family and others want to get information out quickly, in part to quell some of this violence and to get some of these questions answered.
Well, this question about whether or not the officer should be arrested actually came up a couple times during this press conference. I believe it was asked by members of the public who were attending the press conference today. Are any of the conclusions from this private autopsy report even admissible in court if things get that far?
They are admissible in court. It's up to the judge to decide what exactly is admissible. But then once something is admissible, if there's, you know, if it's a jury trial, there's a question of which autopsy the jury choose to believe themselves. But it is admissible if the judge so orders.
We mentioned near the top of our conversation that Governor Jay Nixon had ordered the National Guard into Ferguson today. Last week, it looked as if the violence might have been dissipating. But then there was the release of information indicating that Michael Brown might have been a suspect in a convenience store robbery prior to his shooting death. And now this private autopsy report, I mean, we talked about how more information is ideally going to calm tensions in a community. But it seems as if tensions have yet ratcheted up again. And now we have the National Guard in the picture. So how do you see this playing out over the next, 24, 48 hours?
One of the interesting things with the release of information, and one of the things that the family lawyers and the family themselves have said, is let's get as much information out as possible. And sort of it could almost be a cathartic release of all the frustrations at once. Instead, you have these sort of waves of information that are coming out. And just as things start to subside, more information comes out and causes unrest in that way. The National Guard coming out is, yet another one of these waves that could cause things to kick up again. And people from around the country are coming to Ferguson now. I know that Amnesty International has human rights watchers who have come down to the scene because they don't expect this to get any better anytime tonight. There's no way to take the temperature of this by looking at what's going on during the daytime. During the daytime, protests are typically peaceful, and a lot of clergy members, a lot of local community members come out. And then as nighttime comes, the tenor of those protests shifts.
Ben Kessling is with The Wall Street Journal. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.